You're watching Cleveland Browns Training Camp 2014. Brought to you by Ford, official vehicles of the Cleveland Browns. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer now during the Summer Spectacular event.
We come to you tonight from Berea, the headquarters of the Cleveland Browns, the home of Cleveland Browns training camp. The practice fields are ready. The players are ready. A new head coach is ready. And from the buzz around Cleveland, I know you're all ready. This is the last time this facility will be this quiet for the next 4 weeks as we get set for Browns training camp. Welcome in. We're live to you from Browns headquarters as we get set for training camp. Jim Donovan here for our 2014 Cleveland Browns training camp preview. News of the day as we bring you up and close to the first practice coming up on Saturday. Today, a little bit more of a definition about the case of Josh Gordon and the NFL and the apparent suspension that is on the way. He has a hearing, we now know, scheduled for a week from tomorrow, Friday, August 1st in New York. And so at that point in time, we should get some clarity as to what his status is going to be, how long of a suspension there will be. But until then, Josh Gordon will be in training camp and he will be practicing with the Cleveland Browns up until next Friday when he has that hearing in New York. I welcome in my co-host for tonight, Nathan Zagura, one of the co-hosts on Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR. And Doug Deacon and I will welcome Nathan to our radio network as he'll be serving as our sideline reporter. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
Thank you.
Let's get going. It is always exciting and thrilling, really, for the person and for all of us to watch the person when a first-time head coach runs his first training camp and you talk to Mike Pettine.
Yeah, no question about it. I had the opportunity to sit down with the Browns head coach, and he is ready to get this camp underway.
Those days can't go fast enough. I mean, we're, as a staff, we met this morning. I could just sense the buzz in the room. Everybody's got a chance to get away and recharge the batteries, but you could tell. We're thinking about football, and I think people are excited about Cleveland, and we want that to continue into the fall.
And talk about your own excitement as, you know, you've been through many training camps as a coach at various levels, defensive coordinator the last 5 years, but this is your training camp. This is the Mike Pettine training camp with the Cleveland Browns. What's it like to be the head coach now?
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. It's odd. We sat in the spring, and before we all left for vacation, we wanted to make sure that we got it all planned out. We were very methodical with it. We're going to have fun at camp. We're going to get after it. We're going to be cranking the music. The camp will be upbeat, will be lively, and we're going to compete. We're going to get after each other. Football is a physical sport. You know, as we talked about, tough sport for tough people. As I've told our guys before, because we had some episodes in the spring, is we want to be competitive. We don't want to be combative. We're all wearing the same logo, and at the end of the day, we're all Cleveland Browns. But we need to establish a mentality, and that's why I think the fans will come out and see us getting after each other.
You use the word compete, competitiveness, and I know open competition has been kind of a hallmark since you've come here. What does that mean in your mind when you say there's an open competition in this training camp?
Well, I don't think there's any better motivator than just pure competition. And I think if you are a competitor, you're welcome to that. Anybody that shies away from that, I think they're in the wrong business. That we want to see, you know, it's the old saying that the cream rises to the top. And I don't think anybody works as hard as when they have somebody that's breathing right down their neck that can't wait for them to take a misstep and take their job. So it's something that Ray and I have both just totally agree on right from day one, is we want to build as much competition. You don't want guys to kind of get comfortable and get stagnant with their positions and their roles. We want them to feel the pressure, and to me, football is all about how well do you respond, how well do you play under pressure, and when that pressure, you get used to it and you're playing in it every day, competing in practice, to me that makes the games that much easier.
If there was one thing you would want the Browns fans to know about you or this team as you start, basically this is the first step on the real journey for the 2014 season, about where you're at, where this team's at, what would you want them to know?
We want to make the city proud. I mean, we've built a group of coaches here and assembled a group of players that love the game of football, that are passionate about it, that are as passionate as the fans are here. Was on vacation in the Outer Banks and set up a tent every day on the beach and very, very proudly flew a Cleveland Browns flag off of it. And
awesome.
Shocked at the amount of responses that we got from people coming by. Virtually all of them were positive. There were a few ghost dealers and couple other choice phrases that were, but other than that, it was very positive. The people were, you could tell there's a lot of Browns fans, not just in this area. The Browns backers group is all over the world. But it was, when you kind of get out and about and leave this area, you're shocked to find that there's a lot of Cleveland fans out there. And our number one goal is to make them proud.
Mike Pettine, the first-year head coach of the Cleveland Browns, ready to go. We're going to deal with the quarterback. We're going to deal with the running back during the show in a couple of minutes. Take us to some other key position battles in this open competition.
Yeah, you hit the nail on that. It's about competition. I think you want to look at the cornerback position first off. Justin Gilbert, drafted 8th overall by this team, to play that press man. 6 feet, 202 pounds, runs a 4.340. Look for that battle with Buster Screen there to see who starts opposite Joe Hayden. Staying on the defensive side of the ball, inside linebacker. It was a problem last year on third downs. They could not get off the field. They couldn't cover. They draft Chris Kirksey in the third round. You also have a converted safety in Darius Eubanks who can cover. They'll compete with Craig Robertson to start alongside Carlos Dansby.
All right, so those are some of the battles to watch. Remember, it's going to be a team that's built first on defense, and the offense will be a project, but it's going to hopefully pick up fast. When we come back, okay, we're going to deal with it. The competition. Who will the starting quarterback be for the Cleveland Browns? We'll hear from the two main competitors. Will it be the local kid, Brian Hoyer? Or will it be the Heisman Trophy winner, the phenom, Johnny Manziel? They're both ready.
My approach doesn't really change. I still prepare like I'm the starter. But I think at this point now, I can kind of take that starter mentality with my teammates.
I mean, I know it'll be a little bit of a grind, but it's one step closer to the season and preseason games and really getting to play real football again.
All right, so if X is coming over here. We call it H Joe. What has H got?
I better not do this too much.
Bicep drop, Johnny, set your feet, then retreat. What we're trying to do, we're running a wide and go. He's taking two steps up. You're trying to push this guy, and now he's breaking. And now you're right here, running the stick, just trying to get that pick.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live here at Browns Training Camp in Berea. We'll be open for business on Saturday, day one of training camp. Jim Donovan along with you. And our 2014 Cleveland Browns Training Camp preview is presented by Ford. Now to the quarterback position. All eyes in Cleveland and nationally are going to be on Brian Hoyer versus Johnny Manziel. Brian Hoyer won the job last year and then blew out his knee. Johnny Manziel waited in that green room on the night of the draft a long time for the Browns to finally trade up and get him, which they did. He wants the job too. So on Saturday, they begin the competition.
Yeah, I just kind of want to come in and, you know, play the best I can and kind of establish myself as a leader on this team and go from there. I think I've always said, you know, ever since I took over last year that I felt like this was my team, and unfortunately, the injury happened, but I want to reestablish that and just prove to my teammates and coaches that I'm back and ready to go.
They definitely drafted me with an idea of what my skills were and what some of my weaknesses were. So for me, I think they're continuing to adapt a little bit to me, and I'm continuing to adapt a little to them. It's both, but I'm continuing to try and getting better as an all-around quarterback, and I know what I can do through running the ball and things like that. So I'm just continuing to improve as a passer, improve as a timing quarterback and some things like that.
Joined once again by Nathan Zagura. Let's break it down. Let's start with Brian Hoyer. It's a great story. Local kid, makes good, kind of journeyman in the NFL, learns under Tom Brady, gets a shot here. He's never had this type of an opportunity to walk into camp and be the leader.
And he is the leader. He has the respect of the team because he went 2-0 in his two starts last year. 5 touchdown passes for Brian Hoyer. And I think he has the respect of the coaches as well, because I call him a cerebral assassin. He knows the playbook by heart. He knows where to go with the football. He makes good decisions, and he gets it out quickly. 2.43 seconds was the average time he took to get the ball out last year. Top 6 in the NFL, similar to Tom Brady, who you mentioned earlier, and, of course, Drew Brees. So he's in good company there.
But if we had just had a little bit more of him. You know, I mean, he went out so quickly in that Buffalo game. It was two games and a cup of coffee in the game against the Buffalo Bills and a painful cup at that.
Sure.
Now, I watched Johnny Manziel like you did on Saturday afternoons in front of packed houses in the SEC perform magic. What is his mentality coming into this camp?
Well, he believes in himself, and he believes he has the opportunity to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in week number one. Now, Brian Hoyer is the starter, but the lead not insurmountable, according to head coach Mike Penn. You're talking about a playmaker, a guy who has gotten it done, almost 10,000 total yards in 2 years in college, 93 touchdowns combining his throwing and his running. He's expecting to come into the league and light it up. That's what he thinks he can do, and he believes it.
How much will they allow him to fiddle and diddle and be Johnny Football?
We'll have to find out, because you don't see that in practice. That's one of the tough things with Johnny Manziel. What he does in the games, you can't really replicate in practice. But I'll say this. Right now, Brian Hoyer's lead is big in the mental aspects of the game. Johnny Manziel needs to get command of the playbook, be able to go through his progressions, understand the verbiage of the plays from Kyle Shanahan. And when he closes that mental gap and his physical gifts are able to take over, that's when this is going to get very interesting and he has a chance to play on the field.
All right. Every rookie quarterback deals with what he's dealing with, learning that book. Real quickly, the first thing for Hoyer is to show that he's physically okay.
Yes, absolutely. Coming off the torn ACL, he has to show that he can withstand the rigors of a football season in this camp. Get out there, take the reps, and continue to show that he is a smart quarterback that the coaches can trust, one who will protect the football. This is going to be a run-oriented offense this year. The quarterback must take care of the ball, and as long as he plays within himself and doesn't try to force in tight windows down the field, I think he's going to be just fine.
And speaking of that, when we come back on our 2014 Cleveland Browns training camp preview, we'll go into the backfield. We'll take a look at Big Ben Tate and Big Terrence West. They're battling it out to see who will carry the ball for the Browns when we come back.
All right, guys, bring it up.
Squeeze that ball, squeeze that ball. Keep the nose up, keep the nose up, keep the nose up. Biggest part of this is selling the flat and then pushing out of it, coming back in. Get with as you release. Get with. Eye level and above with the hands, eye level and above. There we go.
Welcome back, everybody. Our 2014 training camp preview show live from Berea, presented by Ford, Jim Donovan, Nathan Zagura. Last year, Willis McGahee led the Browns in rushing with a tick over 300 yards. That was not pretty.
No.
That has to change. That will change. Ben Tate, Terrence West, those are the two guys that the Browns are going to put the ball and give it to them and give them a running game. Let's hear from them both.
I'm a natural competitor, so to me, it's nothing. And like I was just saying earlier, everyone, you have to come out and compete, you know, because if you don't, then that's how guys find their way out of the league, you know. So no matter what, no matter if you think it's a real competition or not, you always have to come out and compete and always try to outdo the next man.
If a person come out here and he don't want to be a starter, he shouldn't be out here. I mean, everybody, if it's open, everyone is new. You got a new coaching staff, new players, so everyone, no one has a job right now, so everyone got to come out here and compete, and whoever come up with the starting position, that's it. But my job is to make it hard for the coaches to decide who's going to start on Sunday.
Okay, first of all, Terrence West has off the non-football injury list. He is ready to go for Saturday.
Yes.
He is cleared and ready to go. He's a fascinating guy. 41 touchdowns last year, 2,500 yards. Ben Tate's a very cocky guy that says, I'm the best running back here. So break it down.
Says there's no competition, but of course there is competition. Listen, Ben Tate knows this outside zone scheme, ran it in Houston, averaged 4.7 yards per carry over the last 3 years, top 10 in the NFL. He thinks he's like Michael Turner. When Turner was behind LaDainian in San Diego, got a chance to spread his wings in Atlanta. That's what he thinks is going to happen here. But Terrence West, as you talked about those numbers, FCS records, over 2,500 yards, 41 scores. We're going to run the ball a lot. Both these guys, maybe Biner and Mack type situation, both over 1,000 yards. Possible.
Like that. Yeah, I like that. Put them in the playoffs that year. All right, as they build the team here, they're rebuilding the stadium downtown. We'll take a peek into that when we come back live from Berea. Okay, the first home game for the Browns, August 23rd, when they play the Rams. That's when we'll get our really good look at all the improvements made at First Energy Stadium, the home of the Browns. And with more on that, here's team president Alex Scheiner.
Since we came here, we've made it a point to connect with our fans on all levels. Now it's the in-game experience, and we think it'll be much better. The audio-video experience will be much better. We know we've got to control what we do on the field and win games. Other than that, let's have the best fan experience possible. We took the upper end zone seats down. We're replacing them with big video boards and sponsor plazas. We've installed all of the new LED boards around the stadium. So the lower level is brand new LED boards. We also are in the process of including a lot more lower bowl seating. We filled in vomitories and other areas to include more lower level seats. We will, in both sides, have what we call kind of fan activation decks. Each area will be open to all of our fans. We'll have dedicated LED boards in front of each area. So what that means for our fans is we'll have fantasy football stats, out-of-game scores, all the things you kind of take for granted that we couldn't air in the past here. We're totally on schedule, on budget. It's been a really smooth process.
All right, Nathan, here we go, Saturday morning. What's your outlook?
You know, I'm excited. I think this is a team that's going to have one of the better defenses in the NFL. I'm excited to see them get the pads on, get after it. And the wide receiver position, still a big question mark. Mm-hmm. But you have some good veterans in Andrew Hawkins, Miles Austin, and Nate Burleson. And keep an eye on my super sleeper this year, Mr. Charles Johnson.
All right, there you go. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Been a pleasure.
Okay, if you'd like to see the show again, ClevelandBrowns.com is the place for that. For Nathan Zagora, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you Saturday on day one of training camp.